Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. Happy Friday. It's January 16th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Now streaming is a film called Central Valley, and it peers into the early life of a man who grew up here.
The Central Valley is so meaningful to me and so important to me, and it's a character in this film.
Coming up, we'll speak with the writer, producer, and lead actor in the film. That conversation right after these headlines. California's high-speed rail was expected to cut right through the city of Merced before plans changed late last year. Now officials with the High Speed Rail Authority are proposing to build a station outside Merced. Our news partner, the Merced Focus, reports the station would be 4 miles away from the originally planned site. That's a departure from the longtime vision by city officials for a station in the urban core. Rail officials say the new plans would save $1 billion in construction costs. A Kern High School District Board member is facing calls to step down. KVPR's Crescencio Rodriguez-Delgado has this development on a long-running case involving former county supervisor Zach Scribner.
The board member is Scribner's mother, Kathy Scribner. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood said she appeared to dissuade child abuse victims from speaking to authorities. The alleged victims were her grandchildren. Authorities have charged Zach Scribner with sexually abusing at least one of them. The allegations came to light in 2024, but the case has continued to raise questions. One Republican state official is calling for new legislation to respond directly to the, quote, flaws in the justice system over the way the case has been handled. Since Zach Scribner was granted a mental health diversion instead of facing a trial. Leaders from both parties are also calling for penalties against Kathy Scribner for allegedly failing to report the abuse, which is a legal requirement for anyone who works with children. For KVPR News, I'm Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado.
KVPR has reached out to Kathy Scribner for comment, but we've not heard back. New reporting by the Fresno Bee says the Fresno State Foundation has faced numerous audits raising concerns about funding. A recent audit by the California State University System found that improper oversight by the foundation put millions of dollars at risk of fraud or misappropriation. But the Bee reports that a similar audit was issued in 2011. That audit accused the foundation of misdirecting donations to the university's athletics department. The previous audit also implicated two nonprofits that operate separately from the university, but control large amounts of investments and donations. California Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed state budget is drawing criticism from immigrant rights advocates. They say it falls short of protecting communities at a time they need it most. Rita Medina with the Latino Coalition for Healthy California says the administration should make healthcare access for immigrants a top priority.
Without a healthy California, without a healthy population, a lot of these other pieces of the budget that the governor and state leaders tote, those things may not be able to happen if you don't have a healthy workforce.
The California Budget and Policy Center says over half of all California workers are immigrants or children of immigrants. The coalition is urging the administration to reverse a freeze on Medi-Cal enrollments for undocumented adults over 19, which took effect earlier this year. The state imposed that freeze last year in response to a budget shortfall. The Kings County District Attorney has filed a lawsuit against the city of Avenal. The lawsuit alleges the city violated public meeting laws by holding secret deliberations over the future of its fire department. Late last year, residents in Avenal launched a recall effort for several council members over the same fire department contract. Kings County runs the city's fire department, but the city has considered ending its contract with the county.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Fresno State, providing short courses and activities for everyone 50 and better. Registration for the spring semester is now active, and more info is available at fresnostate.edu/OLLI. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, where learning never ends.
And now to our main story. Travis Andre Ross grew up in a mobile home park in the truck stop town of San Anella along the I-5. Before he was 18 years old, he was getting into pretty serious trouble. He used and dealt drugs. He was arrested. He was lost. But during that time, he found his way to movies, often admiring the father figures he saw depicted in film. And now, Travis has flipped the script on his own life. He's become an actor, writer, and producer, and stars in his film titled Central Valley. Inspired by his own life, Central Valley is a brutal look at what's a familiar story for many people dealing with substance abuse and poverty in our rural area. The film recently became available on Amazon Prime, so we caught up with Travis to discuss why film was the right medium to portray his story.
You know, it's an interesting story. I don't know how far back you want me to go, but basically I was going to therapy, trying to get, you know, my life back on track and everything. And my therapist had recommended that I, you know, start writing my story down to my life. And she was like, this could help. And I'm like, I don't love writing. I don't know how this would help, but, you know, I'll give it a shot. So I started writing that, and it was like a 10-year process altogether. And I wasn't too thrilled about writing about my life because I'm not really like a person that likes to be like the center of attention. I know that sounds weird as an actor, but I'm not really like that. And then my therapist at one point, she was like, you know, you're an actor. Why don't you make this into a script? And when she said that, it kind of really piqued my interest. And I was like, oh, if I make this into a script and I can get it made, then maybe my story could help someone who was in my situation when I was growing up. Because that was the big thing for me, is I felt like I didn't have proper guidance. I didn't have anybody to tell me right from wrong, that sort of thing. So I made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah. Talk about that a little bit, if you would, because I read that you grew up in a trailer park, like you mentioned, in San Anella, and that you had a single mother who was raising you, who was working. So what was missing for you that made you feel kind of that lostness, or that feeling of being lost, that you were trying to process through the writing?
So my dad left when I was 8 years old, and he was a drug addict and an alcoholic. So when he left, I mean, I loved him. I loved him to death. You know, when you're an 8 year old kid, you don't even really know what's going on. So my natural instinct was to blame myself, and I'm not worthy of my father's love. Like, I wasn't good enough, and that's why he left, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I totally blamed myself. And, you know, my mom worked at a Denny's, and she would work 14 hours a day sometimes and stuff. And she wasn't there. She was trying to keep the lights on, keep a roof over our heads, me and my brother. So I didn't have that guidance that I needed, and I turned to the wrong crowd, and I tried to grow up too quickly, I think is how I would put it. And, you know, I was trying to make money any way I could. And unfortunately, that involved buying and selling drugs at the time.
Growing up too quickly is an interesting way to put it, because you were put in sort of an adult situation as a child, in a way, trying to figure that out. And I think that's something a lot of people can relate to, and that really comes through in your film. I want to note that you wrote the film, you star in the film, you produce the film. Was making the film cathartic? Was it overwhelming? What was the process like?
Honestly, it was the hardest thing I've ever done, but it was so therapeutic also. Like, it was a lot of the same. So my character in the film is 35, right? Because I felt like I had to play this character. In real life, I was like between the ages of 13 to 17 years old when I was going through all this stuff.
Wow.
So yeah, so I made myself relive these moments, and that's why, you know, a lot of people say that the emotion looks real and raw in the film, and it is. It's because I really went there in my head. I went back to those moments and that were going on in real life. And I felt, I made myself feel those things. So in that sense, it was really therapeutic, because something that I would always bury at the time, you know, after going to therapy, I was able to feel those things and then let them go again, which was incredible for me.
What was your thought process in wanting to name the film Central Valley?
That's a great question. Honestly, at first it was called Unc. But
short for uncle, the role you
right,
play in the
short
film.
Short for uncle, exactly. But you know, Central Valley, it's like the Central Valley is so meaningful to me and so important to me. And it's a character in this film, in my opinion. You know, most of the locations you see in this movie, like, is where things really went down. Like the police station, I really got arrested at that police station, that exact one.
Wow.
And that was a turning point in my life, in real life. Like, I was only 17 years old and I got arrested for the second time. And, you know, they put me in their jail cell and I was like, I'm a minor, you can't do that. And they're like, where's your ID? And I said, I don't have an ID. And they said, you look like you're 18 to me. So they put me in there knowing that I was a minor. But honestly, to this day, I'm grateful for the police officer who did that, because it scared the crap out of me. And that was one of the turning points that really like changed things in my life.
You know, the film opens with the sound of a train crossing and kind of barreling down the tracks. And there's trains featured a lot in the film. Plus, of course, you see almond orchards, cornfields, things like that. Tell us a little more about the landscape and sort of the sense of place you were trying to create in the film.
Yeah. And that's a great observation, Elizabeth. So the train has a few different significances. First of all, obviously, it's just part of the Central Valley living. It, pretty much anywhere in the Central Valley that you're living, you're gonna hear a train at some point. Like, that's just inevitable. And I love that. Second of all, it's like these trains, there's so much power and force behind them, and they are moving and they are not gonna stop. And it's kind of a metaphor in this film why we use the train, because it's like this situation that's coming and there's no stopping it. It's, you know, like something's got to give at some point. And that was kind of Tim's struggle in the film, was like, the seams are going to crack. Something's going to happen here. And so that's why we use the train throughout the film. As far as a lot of the other settings, the almond orchards, I mean, there's so much beauty in the Central Valley. And most people that, you know, aren't from the Central Valley, even people in LA, they don't really know. Some people don't know about the Central Valley. So they don't realize like how beautiful and how different it is than LA, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like this whole different landscape and beauty. And I really wanted to showcase that in the film.
Travis Andre Ross, writer, producer, and star of the film Central Valley, now available on Amazon Prime. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. I really appreciate it.
And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.